Dennis Webb, reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. First of all, talk about President Trump's recent declaration of tariffs on steel and aluminum and how that could impact the oil and gas industry.
Yeah, so he made decisions to put a 25% tariff on steel and 10% on aluminum, although at least for now he's exempting Canada and Mexico from that. And the impacts for oil and gas development, there's a lot of steel use in drilling those wells, you know, the pipe used to drill the wells, and then the pipe that's installed in the wells, and the pipelines that are associated with the wells. So it's a fairly significant for oil and gas development. And for some other forms of energy development, like coal mining, there's a fair amount of steel used in things like drilling wells and surface mines to install explosives, or drilling methane wells for underground mines, or doing exploratory drilling underground to assess coal reserves. And then there's, of course, heavy machinery, Caterpillar-type excavation equipment that's involved with coal mining as well. So some pretty fairly sweeping impacts.
You spoke with Kathleen Sagama, who is president of the Western Energy Alliance, which is an industry trade group, and she told you that the tariffs are counterproductive to Trump's energy dominance goal. Is it really that bad, the impacts?
I think if she was willing to say it's that bad, it probably is that bad, because I think that group and pretty much the oil and gas industry as a whole feels like Trump has been nothing but pretty much wonderful for them. Or, I mean, I suppose she could be overblowing it, but I don't think she is. My sense is that this is something that is a pretty significant concern to the industry.
She also told you that tariffs could negate some of the effects of the tax reform bill.
Yeah, and I guess I hadn't really thought about it, but I guess just like most of corporate America, the tax reform bill was pretty beneficial to oil and gas development in terms of just their corporate bottom line. So she seems to be saying that if you're making things better for oil and gas on a corporate level, cutting taxes, but then turning around and imposing tariffs that are going to have negative impacts on them, it could go fairly far in offsetting some of those previous positive benefits.
How do the tariffs then translate to suppliers and natural gas producers? You spoke with Don Simpson from Ursa Resources. You spoke with a gentleman from Laramie Energy.
Yeah, and Laramie was the one that kind of really did at least the kind of back of the napkin calculation, or actually maybe a little more serious than that. He kind of penciled it out, and he estimated for a typical well that it would be a $25,000 per well increase in the expense on top of the current $100,000 for tubing and casing for a well that the company spends. And he pointed out that pipelines and storage tanks would also see additional costs. He didn't say that that's going to cause them to alter drilling plans, even with gas prices being pretty low, but he said it would definitely impact their returns.
I also want to talk about how this could threaten exports of natural gas, and I think this sort of has to do with the idea of a trade war. I mean, if this results in a trade war, what do you think that would look like in terms of the U.S. energy industry, and what about the exports of natural gas?
It was interesting. I went into the story just thinking, hey, there's a lot of steel involved with oil and gas development. What would be the impacts? And then Dave Ludlam with the West Slope Colorado Oil and Gas Association voiced also just potential longer-term concerns in terms of if you got into a trade war, would it impact current domestic efforts to get more liquefied natural gas being exported abroad, which Western Colorado, it's all about what this Jordan Cove proposal over in Oregon and Western
right.
Colorado natural gas developers and their supporters have really been backing that effort to get the federal government to approve that project because it could be an outlet to Asia for locally produced gas. So he just kind of worried more down the road if you're kind of getting other countries upset with you through tariffs like these tariffs on steel. Could there be retaliatory-type repercussions that could make it harder to pursue these exports abroad? And then there's coal to think about as well because, for example, Arch Coal's West Elk Mine in North Fork Valley exports fair amount of the coal that it produces.
Well, at the end of your article, you also talk about how the tariffs could impact the solar energy industry.
Yeah, I mean, it dawned on me that we just went through this whole issue of the president imposing tariffs on solar panels a couple months ago, and I thought about the fact that if you look at those installations, there's often metal stands and braces, and I did reach out to Steve Haynes with Sunset Solar up there in Carbondale. Yeah, he sees that kind of between the steel and aluminum tariffs. I think he kind of phrases it as a triple whammy on top of the tariffs that already were placed on the panels recently.
Well, Dennis Webb, reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, thanks very much for your work and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it.